Welcome to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. The sermon you are about to hear is from our worship service on April 21st, 2024. For more information about the community and ministries of St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows, you can visit our website, smlutheran.org. And if you would like to contribute financially to help sustain the ministries here at St. Mark's, you'll find information on how to do that there as well. And now, here's Pastor Audrey Lukasak with the Gospel reading.
The Holy Gospel for this day is written in the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter. And yes, I am reading from the New Inclusive Bible Translation. I am the Good Shepherd. I came that you may have abundant life. A good shepherd would die for the sheep. The hired hand, who is neither shepherd nor owner of the sheep, catches sight of the wolf coming and runs away, leaving the sheep to be scattered or snatched by the wolf. That's because the hired hand works only for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. In the same way, Abba God knows me, and I know God. For these sheep, I will lay down my life. I have other sheep that don't belong to this fold. I must lead them too, and they will hear my voice. And then there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why Abba God loves me, because I lay my life down for him, only to take it up again. And no one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I received from my Abba. These words once more divided the temple authorities, and many said, "He is possessed. He is raving mad. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of a person possessed by a demon. Could a demon open the eyes of a blind person?" The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Be seated. I invite you to pray with me. Spirit of the living God, come now and grow our faith in the risen Christ. Deepen our hope. Come and strengthen our love and water in each of us a desire to be your faithful family forever. This we pray in Jesus' name, the Good Shepherd, who brings us abundant life. Amen. So how many of you grew up memorizing the 23rd Psalm? How many of you learned the 23rd Psalm using the King James Version? Oh, yes, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. However, today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, on the post on Friday and on the newsletter in the bridge, I asked, how many of you who have been to a funeral or a memorial service where Psalm 23 was read? Even if you haven't memorized it, you know it well. Today, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are reminded and we hear these different readings from Psalm 23 to 1 John to the Gospel of who the Good Shepherd is, the one who laid his life down for us to give us new life. How many of you have even requested, if you put your funeral service together, that you want to read, have Psalm 23 used? Anybody? Well, at our Bible study on Wednesday, we read it together. And afterwards, they used the other translation, and we did have some people who used the 23rd Psalm in the King James Version. I even go that direction because that's how I learned it too. But afterwards, I asked the group, what did that make you feel? And people said, it brought comfort. Hearing those words, even in different translations, those words from the 23rd Psalm, and even are said at Jewish funerals as well, it does give us comfort. For it also, in that psalm, gives us all of the promises in life. Many of you, did you have this picture in your Sunday school classroom? Yes. I looked around here at St. Mark's and did not find this. But yeah, there is something there. We learn what the Good Shepherd is, but yet, how many of you have known in your own lifetime a shepherd? I asked that question at the Bible study, and to my surprise, there were two people who did grow up or have sheep. One who he remembers as a kid growing up, and they had sheep. And I said, so what did you learn from them? They're dumb. When I asked you at the beginning of the service, if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, what are we? We said, sheep. None of us like to admit that we are sheep, and are we dumb? Well, this person talked about how when one sheep would run into the wall, the others would follow. There was another one who said, oh, I had sheep, and I went to Canada to get a black sheep. Now, we have heard when people refer to, oh, I'm a black sheep in my family, being an outsider, and yet all black sheep are beautiful. As a spinner and a weaver, I use lamb's wool to make this sweater, and it's so soft. It's so beautiful. So if anybody ever said you're a black sheep in our family, turn that language away and say, I am a beautiful sheep or a lamb. So today, as we remember, and even when I met with the kids the other day for chapel, the preschool, you know, we don't see shepherds around, but I love this picture that really reflects a better image of who the Good Shepherd is, someone who holds us and carries for us. I had a priest from India who worked with me, who was a Catholic priest, and when he did the anointing of the sick, he always used the 23rd Psalm. And he always said to the family that gathered around, and even when he did what was known as the anointing of the sick, and we as Lutherans use the same anointing of the sick. In the Catholic tradition, it was referred to last rites. Well, we can be anointed at any time, but in that anointing, Joseph would always preface, and he taught me about the importance of prefacing, reading Psalm 23. He said, in Psalm 23, it holds all of the promises of God. As I mentioned the other day when I met with the kids in preschool and showed them this picture, I said, so what do you see up here? They said, cows. And then I said, look a little bit closer. And then they could see. Now, as you see, I know the sun is shining in here. You see two different sizes of sheep. There are lambs that are only 2 months old, but they're pretty big for 2 months old. Last Sunday, I went out to a sheep farm on Key Peninsula. My friend has a neighbor, and I met this shepherd's family last fall, and so I asked, could I come back and see the lambs? I was expecting these cute little lambs. Well, they were a little big. But we were up on the hill when the husband, who is from New Zealand, came up and we talked with him. And he said, oh, my wife will be along shortly and will meet you at the gate. And as we walked closely, the sheep were out there gazing. And as soon as Janice came down, she started to call them. And then they got closer to the gate, and she waited for all of the sheep to gather. And before she opened that gate, she made sure that they were all there. And then she opened the gate to let the little sheepdogs in. And then they were starting to walk up to the barn to be fed. It was wonderful to see a female shepherd there. And so if you see this little white dog, the oldest of the dogs, the other ones were still learning, and yes, there is a llama there too. But if you see that dog, it was listening to the commands of the shepherd. She kept calling out, slow down, slow down. The dogs would turn around and listen and slow the sheep down. Maybe it's a good message for us, too, of slowing down in our life. It was marvelous to see, again, how the sheep knew the shepherd's voice in this case and listened. As I mentioned to you that my friend Joe's, Father Joe's, would talk about how the 23rd Psalm carries the promise. Just before the reading that we did in our gospel today, We would, if you were to open up the Bible and turn to the story just before that, Jesus healed a blind man. And we are reminded that the Good Shepherd heals, knows us, protects and comforts, refreshes and nourishes and leads and keeps promise. Let's dig a little deeper in here. As I mentioned, I was a weaver and spinner, went to England to learn how to spin and dye wool, and discovered there's so many different types of sheep, but they are all wonderful. Yesterday, we got together to do the Enneagram and seeing there's 9 different types of how we are all different, but we are reminded of Jesus has such a great desire for us to be one fold. When I was putting the sheep, little lambs up here, someone said, are we part of that yet? Or is the gluten-free bread still there? We are all different and unique, but Jesus desires for us to be one. The Good Shepherd knows us. And we are also reminded of how the Good Shepherd protects us. You know, there's no danger, for the shepherd is with us always. I've always struggled with that word, rod and thy staff, but in our inclusive translation, did you catch it? Your rod and your staff, they give me courage. A new way of thinking how the Good Shepherd with that rod and that staff is not just if we're lost, pulls us away and from protection, but rather gives us courage. And the Good Shepherd refreshes and nourishes. We know that Jesus already, as Easter people, we know that Jesus laid down his life for us. But we are then fed each week with this meal, and where this meal continues to refresh and nourish us, and our soul is refreshed, and for that table, there's always enough. Again, the Good Shepherd leads. You let me, in this translation, it says, you let me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside restful waters, and guides me in lush pastures for the name's sake. Even if I am surrounded by the shadows of death, you are with me. Think of a place where you've been in green pastures or beside restful waters. Go to that place and experience that sense of calm. That is the calmness that the Good Shepherd wants for all of us and is there with us. And again, the Good Shepherd does give us that promise to have power, to give us the strength. We already know that God's power raised Jesus from the dead. And that surely in goodness, love shall follow us all the days of our life. And we dwell in that house of Yahweh for days without end. Even in death, God continues to bless us. So wherever you are in your journey in life, as you go through the valleys and go through the hills, remember the Good Shepherd is with you. And may, in whatever you are faced with, may you listen to the Good Shepherd's voices, who is there right beside you, guiding, leading, healing, bringing you hope and abundant life. Amen.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.